Let's have a look at the situation where the bass riff, the repetitive figure, moves to another starting note. This is something that happens on almost all songs. What I will do now is play a new bass riff. You can work this one out without any aid, using all of the elements that we've discussed so far. The riff won't be any more difficult than the previous one. And once I've played it a couple of times, I will move it to a new starting note and I'll get a sequence happening. Let's make some observations. The new riff off the new starting note, let's call it starting note one, was played six times. Then it went to another starting note, let's call that starting note two, and the same sequence or the same series of notes in the same order with the same rhythm was then played four times. Then it went back to starting note one, was played two times, starting note two, two times, and then again two times each on starting notes, one and two. So if you haven't observed that yet, just go back and have a listen to it and sort of count the number of times the riff is actually played off the relevant starting note. Once you pick up the bass and, for example, want to find the starting note, remember the first note that you play will give you a reference to the note that you're hearing as the starting note. So if the note that you're playing is lower, then move up the fingerboard. Up is to the right if you're a right-handed player, chromatically until you've found the starting note, or if you played a higher note, of course, then move to the left or to the lower pitched starting note compared to the one you're playing first. Through your humming, you should be able to recognize that the starting note this time is not the lowest note of the riff. It is, in fact, the middle note, and the riff contains three different notes. It contains four rhythmic events, but three different notes. So you're looking at mid, high, mid, low, mid, high, mid, low. That's what the riff is comprised of. Try to visualize that and also do the hand motions to correspond to what you're humming and seeing.